The views and opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9. That was Rapquele. Twight around here playing hip-hop music all morning. We have our own hip-hop stars, Mr. Strawn. You be the PLP and I can be the FNM. If you go on vacation, I shall go on vacation too, sir. I think I can be stuck up in the House of Assembly all by myself, working hard on behalf of the Bahamian people, and you all going on a break? No, sir. No, sir, at all. Good morning. It's Monday, the 14th of August, 2023, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas, and we've got a full show today. It is an open line show, but I'm starting with the prorogation and of Parliament. The prorogation of Parliament. And right after my live reads, I have to ask a couple of questions. Are Bahamians lazy? Are Bahamians culturally lazy? Are politicians lazy? Are politicians culturally lazy? Are all politicians lazy? And the most important question is why the PLP don't want to go to work today? That's it. Why don't they want to go to work today? Everybody else have to go to work. Why not them? We're going to get to all of that and more after our Sand Dollar Live reads for the morning. Here we go. Thursday the 17th and Friday the 18th of August, Central Bank representatives will be giving out Sand Dollars at Fresh Market Harbor Bay location. Show your Sand Dollar enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in Sand Dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. This offer is limited to the first 100 customers to show their Sand Dollar enabled wallet at each location. One top up per person, so as many people as possible can experience the Sand Dollar. For more details, visit any of the Sand Dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. That's 302-9880. And now for our on-the-clock Sand Dollar trivia giveaway. Every day for the next 2 months, we'll be giving away Sand Dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win $30 in Sand Dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number. If you answer the question correctly, you will be transferred back to the producer. Give the producer your wallet address, custom name, wallet provided to transfer the funds to your digital wallet. Again, listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. For right now, you can only win once. Let me throw out the first question of the day. The first question of the day. Who is the provost marshal? Who is the provost marshal? The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas but not in New Providence. It's toll-free. And our text line is powered by BTC. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Remember, if you send your answer via text, your wallet information must be in the same text as the answer. Your wallet information must be in the same text as the answer. Please. Again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720, 422-4796 on the text line. Who is the provost marshal? Who is the provost marshal? Well, let's get into it. Saturday morning, We got an announcement from the Royal Bahamas Police Force that the Provost Marshal is going to read a proclamation at the House. It was very, very, I want to say weird, because I would have imagined that that information would have been announced on a Friday, on a Thursday in time for the Friday papers, so people would be aware of what was happening on a Saturday. Let me read the official statement on the prorogation of Parliament from the Office of the Prime Minister. Acting on the advice of Prime Minister Philip Edward Davis, KCMP, His Excellency Sir Cornelius A. Smith has prorogued the current parliamentary session. The new session of Parliament will begin on the 4th of October, 2023. Nearly 2 years ago, at the start of our New Day administration, our country was in serious crisis. We moved quickly. We lifted the curfew, ended the travel visa, ended the emergency orders, implemented free COVID testing, expunged records for minor breaches of the emergency orders, safely reopened both the economy and our schools, stabilized the nation's finances, and raised the minimum wage. Let me stick a pin there because it gets better. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning, madam.
Good morning. You calling to answer the trivia question?
Yes, ma'am.
And you have a sand dollar wallet?
I do.
All right, I'm ready for your answer.
The Provost Marshal is Commissioner of Police. Absolutely.
Thank you very much. The Provost Marshal is the Commissioner of Police, and the current Commissioner of Police is Mr. Clayton Fernanda. Thank you very much. I will transfer your funds to you today at the end of the show.
Okay, thank you much.
Absolutely. Thank you very, very much. All right.
Okay.
Have a great day. Let me throw out the second question quickly. Here's the second question for the day. When you lift up your head to the rising sun, Bahama land, what direction are you looking in? When you lift up your head to the rising sun, Bahama land, what direction are you looking in? Again, this is the second trivia question for the day. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Toll free for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. And again, the text line, 422-4796. Producer, I see we got a call coming in. Let me get back to the statement from the Prime Minister. We started an affordable housing program and a catastrophic healthcare fund, launched our nation's youth guard, invested in our athletes and sports, signed 20 labor agreements, and undertook promotions, regularizations throughout our public service, and grew our tourism industry with record-breaking tourist arrivals. Our blueprint for change continues to provide the foundation for our progress as we create job and ownership opportunities for Bahamians, invest in food security and in our family islands, advance infrastructure and renewable energy, and strengthen our borders. Finally, the country is moving in the right direction. There's still so much work to do, and in the new session of Parliament to begin on the 4th of October, we will prioritize legislation and policies which address the high cost of living, lift up our people, and strengthen our economic and national security. So this is the statement from the Prime Minister. So one of the questions I want to start the show with, I guess, is, good morning, Mr. Nuri. How you doing?
Appreciate this conversation you're having today. It's going to be interesting analyzing it. And what we'll do is we'll do it throughout both shows
okay.
in order to interrogate what's happening.
Absolutely, absolutely. So here, I already threw out the questions. Are Bahamians lazy? Because politicians are Bahamians too. But the point I want to get to is, are politicians culturally lazy? Is it a part of the political culture to be lazy? So let's get going. First question up, why did PM Davis prorogue the House? Is it to set a new agenda, to appoint a new GG? Are we preparing ourselves for a cabinet shuffle? Are they clearing the legislative table, which is separate from setting a new agenda? Are they distracting from ongoing and mounting governance and political issues? Are they going on vacation? Does their performance thus far warrant vacation, and go back to the statement by the Prime Minister. And then I guess maybe they need some time to figure out who writes BahamasUncensored.com and to figure out what to do with them. Mm. I take a month and a half to focus on that. if I were the governing party. But that's an aside question. The question is, why the proroguing of the House? I see you got a, let me go to the call. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. You called to answer the trivia question?
Yes, the answer is East.
Yes, it is. The answer is East. If you lift up your head to the rising sun, Bahama land, you're looking to the East. Thank you very, very much, madam.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'll contact you at the end of the show to transfer your funds.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day. So let's go to the first question. I see we got a couple of callers. Producer, let's take those callers. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
Fine, thank you. And good morning. Happy Monday, Mr. Neary.
Blessings to you and happy Monday to you, too.
Listen, Aaron, I think they parole, it's parole, right?
Yeah, parole.
The House, in order to allow for the noise in the market to calm down. So they remove the fish so the so the noise could just calm down somewhat and come back and pretend that as if nothing never happened.
I got you.
You understand me? That's why it's a new day government. They are doing things the new way. You know, so they know if they continue on, things will continue to boil to the top. And then I think in some cases, I don't want to say for sure, but I really believe that some of this is to get down to the root of who is the whistleblowers in the government ministries and to make sure set everybody in their perspective positions so they could move moving forward. No information is to be leaked. Much when they come back, you don't really hear much or nothing because, you know, from my time growing up, and this is from the early 70s, 80s, you could not speak. Then it come to the PLP party. You speak, and your job was threatened, or you was without of a job. Your children was threatened. Everybody down the line, there was something there for everyone in that market at that time.
I got you. Thank you.
So that's what I believe this proroguing of the House is to do, is to avoid answering any questions, because they're yet to answer questions, and they're acting as if they had answered them. I don't know in which term they answered, but. That's how I see it.
That's because y'all don't know how to ask the correct questions. See, this is a part of it. They can answer all the questions you ask, right? But you have to ask the right question. You have to frame the question, not just succinctly to get to the point, but you have to frame it in a way that they can't avoid the essence of the question. They can't, you know, I wanted to say spin, but I like a better word. They can't lawyer around it. You know what I'm saying? I see we got another call on the line, Mr. Neary. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Dennis Falcon. What's wrong with you and Mr. Neary, right?
Good morning, Berman. How you doing?
I'm all right. You know, we need justice, law, and order in the Bahamas here.
Yes, sir.
If you must let your yay be yay and your nay be nay.
Okay.
The thing is, the last meeting of the House of Assembly, they said to come back, on the 16th, the House will begin at the 16th of this month.
Thank you, Bremen.
Okay?
All right.
And then they come up and say, that's not my only point. Yeah. They come up and just, you know, just do what they have done. That wasn't decent. Let your yay be yay and your nay be nay as a government.
Okay, yes, sir.
My other point is, right? Two points I want to make, of course. You know, what I'm going to say is that urban renewal causing a lot of problem in the country by repairing people's house who doesn't own the land, or this, who doesn't even have paper to the land, right? When I wanted my house repaired, right, I had to show them that I have ownership to the house.
Okay.
Even if I was renting, I had to show them a piece of document.
Yeah, right to be there.
And the people that are squatting in Spen Street, they're causing the most problem around here. So that was indecent with the, I think it was the last government had done. And they got to fix that.
Thank you,
you know
Bremen.
What I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Absolutely. I also want to thank Bremen for letting us know, reminding us that the House was supposed to reconvene on the 16th of August. And here we are, they're on vacation. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. I lost you. The House was supposed to meet on the 16th, Mr. Newry. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
What we need to do, and this is where behemoths need to start interrogating what is happening to them. And we must appreciate that the members of Parliament work for us. So I put it again, what is happening to us? What is happening to us? I do not understand why the House was prorogued. I understand that it can do it.
Yeah.
I'm not debating on whether it's legal or illegal or anything, or whether it's warranted. I just don't understand why.
Yeah. I argue in whether it's... I'm questioning whether it's warranted.
We'll debate that, right? I know they had a set agenda that they were working towards. And to me, they were doing a fairly decent job. More than fairly decent. They were doing a good job. And to press pause and say that we're proroguing the House to start a new agenda, right?
Yeah.
Before the old agenda means that something came up that is so urgent that you need to include it into this new agenda and thwart all of the efforts that you were doing before. And I am concerned about that, especially when the announcement came out quickly without any warning, and that you didn't decide to say, tell us what is the reason for it either. Yeah. So there is a concern, and we should be concerned, and we should challenge and question.
I mean, the Attorney General was there. If you look in today's paper in today's Guardian on page 9, if you look at the tie he's wearing, he already started his vacation.
Yes.
He doesn't start that.
He's relaxed.
Yeah.
He's relaxed.
I mean, and that's part of the reason that
Do we consider this a vacation that they're on? This proroguing? Or the vacation is separate and it's just an extra time? Do they get paid? I mean, of course they get paid. Do they get paid during this proroguing?
You know what we need?
What is happening during this proroguing?
Right. What are they doing? Can we access the attendance record for the HOA so far for the term? Right? Can we get a sense of who's been on vacation? And even if it wasn't a formal vacation, they might as well call it a vacation because that's sufficient days off the job to be a vacation.
And I'm not sure if it's too early to speak about what does this proroguing will cause, right? But this is on my chest, and I need the Bahamian people to listen and to analyze what this means. To this day, we have yet to hear announced, made public, which members of Parliament has declared their assets and liabilities.
Right, we haven't had a formal report.
At all.
And so...
And that now has, with the proroguing of the House, that's now been washed away.
Well, pause.
Go ahead.
I don't know that yet.
No,
I'm trying to confirm that.
She rechanged.
Right, but
starting all over.
Right, but these are the questions I'm asking. What exactly gets cleared from the legislative table, right? Is it all the bills that were sitting on the table?
The Attorney General says all the bills.
Right. What about reports that had been tabled?
I do not know.
But not gazetted yet? What about questions put to the administration from the opposition?
I
don't even know if there's a space for the public in there, questions from the public, right? What exactly has been cleared from the legislative table? But I said I wasn't surprised. I'm going to tell you why. I'm not surprised that the House was supposed to reconvene on the 16th of August. On Saturday the 12th in the morning, if you're lucky enough to be tagged into one of these WhatsApp groups that shares the daily headlines and important public notices, you would have gotten a notice that the House is being prorogued at 12 later that day. I'm not surprised because this is the same administration that opened the session, opened Parliament, was sworn in, is exactly what I want to say, in semi-secrecy, where there was a quick announcement that tomorrow we swearing in the Prime Minister and the Minister of Tourism, because we don't have a Deputy Prime Minister. I don't know why y'all would find it special to swear in the Minister of Tourism, considering there is no constitutional office of Deputy Prime Minister. Only the media was sort of alerted, and then they were told, I think, only one person per entity, like one person and one photographer, it'd be best if they could be the same person, was invited to attend. So I'm not shocked at all that we've seen a continuation of governing in secrecy.
But should we be offended? That's my question. Should we, as a Bahamian public, who these politicals serve, be offended on what is happening.
Why do I need to be offended when the Constitution is offended on my behalf? Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
My name is Green. How are you?
Good, thank you. How you do?
Good. Trust and hope that you and Mr. Jury had a good weekend.
Yes, sir.
I am not here barring for no government.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the House of Assembly, they went over their time, their summer break. I think they went like 3 weeks over the summer break from they should have shut down for the summer.
I got you.
I don't know if that is why they're taking the time back.
I got you.
Now, but even though Parliament is not meeting, I can name about two or three members of Parliament right now. I know still seeing their constituents on their regular days. I know of my member of Parliament. I live in the Bamboo constituency.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, tomorrow, and I can say this. Now, if she don't show up tomorrow, then I shame. Tomorrow, she'll be at our headquarters. Basically all evening,
mm-hmm.
seeing her constituents. So it ain't like the work stopped, just that they're not just into Parliament.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, now if you get members of Parliament like that, you don't mind that. But now if you get some of them, the headquarters ain't open from election over. They changed the number. Nobody could catch them. This thing, there's some people that make noise about.
Yes,
but
sir.
You have somebody, in spite of those assemblies not being open, still doing work.
Okay.
She could get paid.
You could call their name if you want, you know.
Call the Miss Patricia DeBoe, the Speaker of those of Assembly.
Okay. Good.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
She's working.
Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You can call in their names, because I know I can call their names by talking about them.
And you know, Aaron, we are planning a show, working a show on what is the role of an MP, a member of Parliament,
mm-hmm.
right? And I heard a good gentleman say that his member of Parliament is working. And then I will push back and say, what is an MP's job?
Mm-hmm.
Right? One of the part of the MP's job, the integral part of the MP's job is debating bills, passing laws. They're not doing that because it's closed.
No, not debating bills and passing laws, but representing the interests of their constituents in the negotiation or debating of bills.
In the House of Parliament.
Yeah.
But the House of Parliament is closed. So the other things that they're doing in the constituency office, shaking people's hands and kissing babies and spending money buying back-to-school supplies, is not necessarily their job. That's extras.
Right. But they are there to receive the concerns and complaints of constituents.
To take back to Parliament.
Yeah, right.
So they
still got to work on it.
Yeah, but
maybe they could spend this time to do some research on the issue.
My concern is the distribution of school supplies.
Right. See, okay.
Is not their job.
Pause.
That's extras.
Look here, that's a whole show. Not a different show, but that's a whole show. Because I am going to put on the table that it is politicians and a culture of patronage, a political class culture of patronage that forces us to focus on charity as a response to social issues, as opposed to focusing on structural reform as a response to social and economic issues, right? So I with you. They should not be doing that. They can help constituency members to organize and strategize on how constituents, right, will get that type of support. But it's not the MP's job. Okay. Here's another thing. Who polices cabinet when the House of Assembly is prorogued? Because the House of Assembly is supposed to be the policing unit for cabinet. Policy is bound by legislation. When policy is deemed to be unfit, the legislators go back, right? And they say, hey, either we need stronger laws to prevent these types of policies being implemented, or we need to enhance or amend the laws to align with the shifting and evolving environment.
Aaron, what if I tell you that the Bahamian people does not care? They don't care about the rules and the policies and procedures. They just want you to go on with the business. And if their political party, not government, if their political party deems that this is a good move, the majority of the supporters, the sycophants, say, well, I don't understand what is happening. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with what is happening, but I will support whatever thing that is happening, even if it's at my detriment. I think the majority of people in the Bahamas is at that point where they said, I don't care if it hurts me and my family. I don't care that it's confusing. I don't care that this is unorthodox. Who used that word unorthodox before?
The Prime Minister.
I don't care if it's unorthodox, right?
Yeah.
I just want to support my party because surely whatever they're doing is best for the political party or the government
or
the people. I don't know no more.
I want to say good morning to Una Bailey. Una Bailey used to tell me all the time, if they love it, let it kill them. And I could take that from my auntie. She's making a sound point. You know, she's making a sound point. But when I see that sentiment reflected in our police force and in our politicians and in our governors, right, those who govern us, I say, hold on, we have a problem. So you test it in the personal space, it works. Mm-hmm. You take it to a larger space, it doesn't work. These people have a duty of care. They can't pick up the attitude. They can't pick up the attitude. If they love it, let it kill them. Politicians especially have a duty of care. They have an ethical, a moral, and I would dare say a legal obligation to prevent people from harming themselves.
They do.
I mean, they do have the obligation. You're trying to suggest that they do that.
The Honorable Attorney General addressed the Bahamian people recently to the media, right, regarding this proroguing, right? He explained all of the things that the government has accomplished. He went in detail and explained, we have done this, we have done that, we have done that.
It's a shame we can't see an actual gazetted report to show evidence that they did it.
True. But then the Honorable Attorney General said that it is okay for the Bahamian people to speculate. Of course you can speculate on why we did this. I have a problem with that phrase.
Yeah.
Because I shouldn't be speculating.
You should tell me. You're obligated to tell me.
But clearly they're not obligated when the word speculate is being used.
No.
And it's being used by the Honorable Attorney General said, I understand that you could speculate.
Maybe the Honorable Attorney General didn't really understand the context of the word or the context in which he was using the word and that it didn't quite fit. We could think all we want. There's nothing they could do. They can't police that. To even suggest that you could authorize or somehow validate us thinking.
But I shouldn't be speculating. I'm supposed to be knowing, eh?
You're supposed to tell us exactly why you're proroguing the House. Is it because you're appointing a new governor general?
It might be.
Shouldn't there be a formal procedure for that?
We'll talk about that too on the next side of the show.
Right? Are you clearing the legislative table? I want to go through the things that are on the table and really needed to be addressed.
Okay. We do that too after this phone call. But go ahead. What else?
All right. Producer, let's take that. Get that caller ready.
Who do you think
going to get shuffled?
Is it going to be a shuffle? I just want to
expect a shuffling.
If the Bahamian people are concerned, or they're discerning. Are they discerning enough to question and say, well, I understand that you have the authority to do it, but why?
And why wouldn't you tell us? As something as simple as this, if it's so innocuous, if there's no issue, why do it in such a clandestine manner? Let's go to the caller.
Yes, go to the caller.
Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you do?
Can you all hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, sorry, I couldn't hear you all.
No problem.
I just want Aaron and who else is that in there, sorry?
Just go ahead.
Okay, I'm Mr. Nuri. Look, I just turned into the conversation, but you all are actually misrepresenting in the wrong context the Attorney General's communication, because he was very clear as it relates to speculation. He stated very clearly that the Prime Minister, who is the only person legally in country who can communicate the purpose of the proroguing of the House, will communicate just that.
Pause there. paused it.
Don't even pause. I clicked the button. Pause. Let me say something.
I want to know what attorney, the word speculate. Did he use the word speculate? Then quote the attorney general. We're just talking about the word speculate.
Pause. You hear what the boy said?
Yeah.
The only person who could make an official statement and tell us what's happening, was he not in country? Was he unavailable? Why didn't you wait until he was available? If it's not a big deal, right?
They don't care.
If it's not a big deal and it's not so urgent, there's nothing to question. You could speculate if you want, but why waste your time? Why wouldn't you wait until the prime minister was available to fulfill his function? Why?
But see, there are people who don't see the problem with it.
I tell you
and the caller was one of those people who just don't see what the problem is.
If you're not raising,
I am concerned.
If you're not raising teenagers right now, you may not, like the spark may not click. But if you remember being a teenager, then the spark done click for you why this type of interrogation is necessary. Imagine the AG would suggest to us that it's okay for you to speculate about what you do. And in fact, I am offended because what he's telling us is all you could do.
Constitutional position he represents.
And he's not even an elected official.
No.
He's an appointed official.
The audacity, you know.
You could speculate.
If you want.
And I say this though, I'll give him a bye. Is he in the same position as us?
No, he's in cabinet.
Is he also speculating? Is everybody in cabinet speculating? Does anybody know what's happening? Except
apparently they weren't informed. They have to wait until the prime minister is in place so he can inform us because they don't know.
You think the Minister of Tourism knows?
That's a real question you asked me, or do you see I paused there?
Yeah, because there's no such thing as a deputy prime minister. One would think that if there were a deputy prime minister, he would know.
It's a Davis Cooper administration. It's not a Davis administration. This particular party has made it clear. This is a 1-2 combination. This is not a singular combination. And all of their expressions, they make sure to let you know. Davis Cooper. So, of course, the deputy prime minister knows. Then he should speak and not the attorney general. So he can inform us today.
I think the attorney general had to be there though. I think he is a part of the formal process.
Then why use the word speculate?
Why come in your vacation clothes?
You on vacation?
The vacation didn't start until the actual declaration was read. He had to get dressed to get there.
So he knew beforehand. So that's why he came prepared.
They think they're NFL players.
But it was Saturday though. One must understand that it was Saturday. I dress casual on Saturdays.
You're not the attorney general of the Bahamas. In fact, you're not an attorney general that was appointed and not elected, and so you don't have the kind of...
A man can wear any kind of good clothes. That's his good clothes. He paid for that. So he could wear anything. If he wear short pants, he could wear short pants and have a statement.
Who do you expect to get shuffled?
Well, you can... See, this was speculation coming in. And this is why what is happening is unfair to us. Why am I entertaining a conversation about people being shuffled, right? But I don't even understand why they prorogued the House in the first place. Why leave me in a vacuum where I speculate? Don't they have a duty of care of me and say, this is what is happening? It's like they don't care. I was going to say another word, give something. But it's as if they don't care about me and how I feel.
I look at it.
I don't worry about good governance. I am entitled to information.
Look at it in entirely differently. They let you write your own story.
I can write and spin it.
They intend to empower you by letting you speculate your own spin.
And then tell me I shouldn't speculate. I should just wait.
And then tell you you're prejudicing governance.
Yeah.
You're prejudicing governance.
And if I demand, like I've been demanding for weeks, months, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about the declaration of the members of parliament? And it's silence.
Right.
And now they prorogue the House, and I do not know whether it's going to ever be done, ever now in this time, ever. I do not know. Something is wrong with that. I do not know.
As well as something is wrong with it's August the 14th. It's August the 14th, And we still have not had a public declaration of who met their disclosure obligations this year. I got a text. Good morning, Aaron. This is all a deflection from the pressing issues facing the nation. They continue to take Bahamians for granted, but they are in for a surprise. People want and expect answers. The worst thing you can do is leave people speculating rather than being honest and forthright with them. Now, remember, I started the show, Mr. Newry, with this idea that we need to question whether politicians are culturally lazy. I'm looking for a text. Here it is. It says, next, have you heard of the fruits of labor? There are fruits of laziness as well. We have the remote control for televisions because of laziness. So with respect to our politicians, their laziness may bear some fruit, but I suspect they will be sour in taste to the common Bahamian. And I read that because, Mr. Newry, the commentary today, some, and I think not prompted by, but we've seen an example, a call from a PLP stalwart, not a stalwart counselor, that some people have said that our commentary is unfair and that we may be suggesting that there's some malfeasance, right? Like there's some...
That's what speculation does.
Right.
When you leave a vacuum. It's not my fault. It's their fault.
But here's the question I put to you. Is this malfeasance or is it incompetence? Right? Is it crookedness or is it laziness? Did they just forget that somebody needed to make the announcement? Did they forget that somebody needed to go to the press? Somebody needed to write a press statement? Somebody needed to make the calls? Somebody needed to alert the public that this was happening? Is that what happened? Is it just that?
This administration has some of the smartest Bahamians that offered themselves to represent us in the Health Department. They are quite aware. These aren't simple people or average people. These are professionals. They are aware of the rules and the regulations and protocols and policy. That means this is purposely done.
Hold on.
This was purposefully done.
Here's another.
This is orchestrated to have a particular effect.
Here's another intervention. The PLP administration, I think this is the most apropos moment to use it, the PLP Cooper administration, has done a wonderful job of dissecting, that's such a clinical word, of busting the media and pulling all of the top talent out of the media sphere to build an office of communications, to build a press machinery. They've taken the best to the point where they render these stations looking to people like me and you to fill their waves. And this is the best that they could give us? Y'all hear the music, that means it's time for a break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to try and put my issues on the table before we switch over to the next hour and Mr. Newry becomes the prime minister, which somebody need to be the prime minister since they on. Wait, maybe he's still the prime minister, eh?
I in charge now. You'll be right back. You'll be right back.
Nassau Guardian, Guardian Radio 96.9, Hot 91.7 FM, and Star 106.5 Hits brings you up-to-the-minute coverage of the IAAF World Championships from Budapest, Hungary. Get all of the information on our 11-member team headed by Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, and Shawnee Milowevo. Brought to you by Nagico Insurance, the Bahamas Financial Services, Honda and Chevrolet, distributed by the Nassau Motor Company. And
Percy Fenton Plan, Island Games, doing it.
Vaccines are essential for new and returning students. Vaccines also protect fellow students, teachers, staff, and other members of the community from serious illnesses and even death. As you begin your back-to-school preparations, ensure that your children's vaccinations are up to date. All vaccines are available at all public health clinics.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, where we're asking the question, are Bahamian politicians culturally lazy? So before we transition into the second hour, let me read this. Let's go to the caller. The caller's been waiting. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I'm sorry. We had to go to the break. Here's a text. Good morning. Good Monday morning and blessings. I speculate that government officials believe that we are in 1968 and are uneducated as to what they fail to verbally articulate to the people. Seemingly, these PLP and FNM officials use the same playbook that our former politicians use, not realizing that we have pivoted into the 21st century. Rise up, Bahamians. Rise up. That's what the text has said.
But should we, the general populace, expect good governance? Should we demand good governance? Should we challenge the government, even if they're my political party? Say, well, I voted for these people, but I don't like what they're doing to us Bahamians. Should I say, no, even though you're my party, what you are doing is wrong? Or should I say, man, let's let it slide. Let's let it slide because at least they're better than the other folks.
Yeah.
At least they're better than other folks. So therefore, even if they treat me bad, at least he ain't as bad as the mother said to treat me.
Yeah. It's a cultural thing because we've seen people purporting to be PLP members complaining in social media about the way that they're being treated by their own party. But do we see members of the PLP party complaining about how people who are not aligned with their party are treated, or just making commentary about general issues of governance? But Mr. Newry, let me put these.
Never mind, go ahead.
The pillaging of media personnel by the PLP has more to do with them removing critics and strong opposing voices from the airwaves more than strengthening their communications team. That's what it appears to be playing out, too, because the government is doing a very poor job. And let me tell you what I mean by poor job. You have to govern in real time. And communications is about real time engagement. That's what it's about. Imagine the AG is going to tell us that we could speculate because we got to wait anyway until the prime minister is prepared to speak. Okay, Mr. Newry, if I could go through the issues, the political and governance issues on the table before the proroguing of the House. We haven't had a statement, a proper statement on the status of the climate change, climate financing, carbon credits, and the National Investment Fund platform, right? We don't know where the Sovereign Wealth Fund went. We need more clarity from the Prime Minister on what he meant by a debt for nature swap. And in all of this, particularly with the National Investment Fund and the utterance of the statement, a debt for nature swap by the Prime Minister, Philip Brave Davis, I expected before the proroguing of the House to hear a statement on the way forward. When can we expect a crown land and a general land registry, right, registries that the public can access? Then there's BPL. Why did the government, these are questions I think that are still on the table, why did the government shift gears and implement the fuel charge increase policy? See, we know why the bills are high. The bills are high because of the fuel charge increase policy. The question is, what is the rationale why did the government switch gears and implement the fuel charge increase policy? We need a commission of inquiry on BEC and BPL. We need an asset inventory. Is BPL taking responsibility for damages caused by power surges? There's BEW, Bahamas Electrical Workers Union, unrest. Will BPL ever begin hurricane maintenance? Is BPL, it's a question I have, it's not, I don't think it was on the table. I don't think this table was on, this question was on the table, but it's a question that I have. Is BPL paying corporate customers to run their generators to avoid load shedding? Is BPL paying corporate customers to run their generators to avoid load shedding? Then there's BTC. There's union unrest. The rebranding falls flat without technical upgrades. More jobs outsourced, this time to Asia. And then a question that should have been on the table, is BTC partnering with Starlink Bahamas for residential or corporate services? Then there's the Ministry of Public Works. There's road works, there's potholes, there's lack of signage and traffic lights and stop signs. There's a lack of oversight for utilities and public infrastructure. Then we go to the Family Island woes. Andres, Abaco, Exuma, Eleuthera, another Family Island still plagued with power generation issues, with communications issues, with road issues, infrastructure issues. Let me take a stick a pin. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, guys. Bahamians don't vote for the person, they vote for party.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to the point where you having the person go into parliament and start doing the agenda of the party that put them in place, you can't complain, because you could ask anyone who called, what's the name of their MP in that area?
Yeah.
Mine is Patricia to vote, but I didn't vote for her.
I got you.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, sir. Thank you. More on the table, Mr. Nure. I just want to throw them out here. Does Ministry of Public Works have inspectors? That's a question. I should be on the table.
You remember when we were investigating what happened with the NGOs and the money from the hurricane?
Yeah, absolutely. The names that the Prime Minister didn't want to call in the House?
You notice how it got, that now that the House is prorogued, it just disappears again. I mean, it already disappears. It's silent, right? But it would seem to be like something urgent, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to find what happened to the money. Now it seems as if our money is no longer important. Mm-hmm. The millions of dollars has been spent and no one is addressing these issues.
Absolutely.
Right? I am concerned. And it comes right back that we need to remember this. When they say, oh, we have accomplished all these things, they say, these are the issues I still have.
Mr. Nuri, let me try to clear all these things off table before the session closes, and then you open up the session and use the Prime Minister.
We have a whole other hour you can talk about.
You use the Prime Minister then. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
And Aaron, hi.
How you do?
I have a question.
Yes.
Now that the House is prorogued, I've never heard of this before, but now that the House is prorogued, is it the same as when the House is dissolved? The MPs are no longer MPs? Because, I mean, they weren't working to begin with, so are they going to still be working, or will they be...
No, it's not dissolved, right? So, like the previous caller said, I think... They can still work. They're still MPs. They still work in. They could still go to the constituency office. And for people who are interested, you can turn to Section 66 of the Constitution of the Bahamas. It's in the Parliament section. I think it's Section 5. I'm not sure. But it's in the Parliament section, Section 66, 66.1. Subsection 1 to subsection 5 explains the process of prorogation and dissolution. But this is like a suspension. Dissolution is when it's election time, ain't you, right?
Yes.
Dissolution is election time. Absolutely. But I got to clear my table, because when you say I want to be a good government appointee, when the bell ring, I got to pack up all my things and be prepared to go home.
I can let you talk.
I'm here. I'm only there at your pleasure, though, you see? And I want the MPs and these by them to understand how it go. Great show as usual. Yes, Ministry of Works has inspectors, but because they have so... their text, their audience, I apologize. I did not mean to burst out in laughter. I can't read the rest of the text. The text says, I will answer all your questions. Yes, the politicians are lazy too. Politicians don't work in the rain. That's it, Mr. Nuri. there may be rainstorms ahead, because these boys ain't going to work. Okay, let me just go through just the headlines, and then we get into the next hour. Keith Bell and immigration. Kirk Cornish resigns after being charged. Lobster season slumps before it starts. One of the big questions, were the amendments requested by the Fisheries Association and its members tabled and passed before the proroguing of Parliament? Cryptocurrency, SBF just got remanded to prison. Industrial and medicinal hemp policy. Price control and inflation. The Protection Against Violence Bill. Haiti. Downtown Nassau development. And who will be the next Governor General? Thank you, Mr. Nuri, for joining me today. Thank you to the audience. Thank you to our players, two winners today in the Sand Dollar Trivia. Thank you to the callers and the texters. Thank you very much. And thank you, Anton, for making a contribution. Have a good day, Bahamas. Guardian Radio AM is up next, and I await word from the new Prime Minister on whether I will serve at his pleasure.
I is the Prime Minister now.
Have a great day, Bahamas.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.